Glenn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Rudolph.
And yeah. If you ever saw
Just for the record, it's Dave that picks the music on the show. So
what are you trying to say?
Rudolph. Yeah, it's pleasant.
What's wrong with that?
Welcome, everyone. This is Newsmakers. It is a fabulous day at Newsmakers, which it always is, actually. We have a great noon hour for you today. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne here on 1430 KYKN. Dave, the music selector.
Say that like a bad thing.
Well, we'll do some other hints during the break.
Okay.
So, welcome everybody. What a great day we have today. I've got a guest here, and I brought in one of my favorite topics, education.
Right.
We kind of talk all over the place. This is your local hour of discussion on local institutions and individuals and initiatives and ideas and all that good stuff. And we have an individual here that represents an institution that has incredible impact on the community. We have the president of Chemeketa Community College, Julie Huckestein. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. We were talking in the studio before we got on the air about how many people are not that familiar with Chemeketa. It's a huge institution, employs a ton of people, and educates even more, and a number of programs, and they're kind of all over the place in the Valley, right?
Yes, that's true.
Your footprint is huge.
Yes, we have our Salem-Lancaster campus here right in Salem, and then also we have a campus over in McMinnville. We have centers at five other locations throughout, you know, as far as our wine study center out in West Salem. And then we have a center in Brooks. That's where we do most of our emergency services. We have the Center for Business and Industry that's mm-hmm. in downtown Salem.
Been there
we
many
have,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We also have a center in Woodburn. So I think I have all of them there. There was five sites. And did I get
Dallas?
There's
one near Central High.
The Dallas. There's a Dallas center over there as well. We do a lot of work with the local high school.
So where's the next nearest community college of your size?
Well, actually, we're the second largest in Oregon of the 17 community colleges, and the next closest is probably Lynn Benton or Clackamas.
Wow.
So Chemeketa is the second largest, and then the next would be Lane.
Well, that's why you have such a big footprint, right?
Right.
I mean, you just went through three different counties.
Yes, Marion, Polk, Yamhill, and then we also have a very small sliver of Lynn as well.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about you.
Sure.
We always want to know, people want to know who it is that's running the joint. You've been at Chemeketa quite a while, over 20 years, right?
I've been at Chemeketa 18 years. I've been president. This is my fifth year. Prior to that, I was the VP CFO after Craig Smith, who's a longtime Salem resident. I also worked at Lynn Benton for 14 years before that. So I have 32 years of experience in community colleges and very proud community college graduate myself. I am one of those students that they would say is the, I call it a traditional community college student, but others call us non-traditional because I received my associate's degree in my late 30s.
Really?
Yes, I did. And then my bachelor's and master's pretty much in my 40s.
I took a class at Chemeketa way back in the day. I was pretty new in town, and my wife and I were to launch a home-based travel agency.
Oh,
and you had a
nice
course taught by a local travel agent in how to do this business.
Right.
And it was a nice specialty course, and I've taken classes. Infamously, I've taken at least three classes at community colleges for Spanish 1.
Oh,
so
yes,
if you take Spanish 1 three times, does that mean you're up at the level of Spanish 3?
No,
that doesn't work that way.
I mean, you're number two now.
Oh, okay.
I can relate to that. I think it was, I want to say, 12 years ago, I took a conversational Spanish class myself. And when I did that, I really learned what it would be like to be a person that did not know the language and our English. So we have so many Spanish speakers here in Marion County and in our community college system, where sometimes that's their first language. It really helped me empathize with what our students go through, because I really felt when I was in that community ed class that it was like a math class of calculus,
right?
But I had not had the prerequisites, yeah. You know? So I really think it's what I've heard and learned is that if you're going to learn a second language, the earlier the better.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Maybe that's why I had to keep it taking over and over again.
So did you pass eventually?
I don't think I did.
He doesn't recall. Can't recall.
No comment. All right. We're talking about you, though. We're talking about you.
See, this is what presidents do. They kind of
32,
deflect. Yeah.
32 years yes. in community college work. Yes. And now I hear they're pushing you out.
Oh, well, I'm not being pushed out, actually. I'm retiring at the end of this academic year, which would be June 30th. My husband has been retired a couple of years now, and believe it or not, when you are a community college president, your schedule is 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so he's ready and I'm ready, you know, for us to spend more time with our grandchildren, our kids, to do some other work. And I have to say, though, it's been an honor and a privilege to be the president of Chemeketa. It's the best experience I've ever had. And I'm just overwhelmed by everything I've learned about our community here.
That is so great. Yeah. So, all right, let's quickly wrap up. There's so many things to talk about with your programs and the kids and the locations and blah, blah, blah. Let's first hit, how is the college governed?
So we're governed by a 7-membered elected board.
Elected board. We have seven zones.
So there are 7 members with different zones within our district. So we have a board member, of course, that comes from the McMinnville area. And then we have board members that serve Kaiser, Woodburn, just throughout. Our service district is 2,600 square miles. So it's huge, as you said. You know, it's a huge district. And so what our board members do is they represent those districts.
Okay, so do they hire you?
They do. I mean, their only employee.
Okay.
And so it's similar to a school district. It's very similar, structured very similarly. Chemeketa was started back in 69-70, and actually it started out as part of a high school program. It was meant as Salem Tech.
Wow.
Yeah. Way back when, Salem
70
Technical.
Doesn't seem that long ago.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But community colleges, you probably remember, community colleges are fairly young compared to universities, because it really started after the war, and when we needed to have the men that came back from the war to have more technical skills and opportunities there.
Wow. Okay. So 7-member board, they hire you and you run the joint.
That's correct.
Right? And they do policy, things
they do
like
policy, strategic planning. Budgeting. They're responsible for budgeting. They are our local contract review board. But primarily, I am responsible for 100% of the operations of the college and administering the college.
How many people in this 3-county area take home a paycheck from Chemeketa?
It can be up to 2,000.
2,000 individuals.
Up to 2,000, depending on how enrollment goes and how many different part-time employees or adjunct faculty we have.
How many different certifications and 2-year degrees do you offer?
93. We have 93 different certificates and degrees.
Okay, can you list them in 60 seconds?
No.
Okay, so we'll have to do that.
But we do serve 27,000 students a year, and primarily most of them are Marion, Polk, and Yamhill. We have very few students there outside of our counties.
One more statistic question. I love it when I ask my guests, you know, numbers questions without prompting them or giving them a heads up ahead of time. How many students are adults?
That's a good question.
Oh, I shouldn't say adults. How many are not, you know, between 18 and 23, not, you know, there's traditional college age?
Right. Well, we have about 50-50, I would say, at this point.
Uh-huh. Wow. So you have a lot of people who are continuing their ed or going and getting another certification or coming back after being in the workforce and getting a degree.
Correct.
Wow.
That's correct. And a lot of our students, though, in that count as well, are students that are getting college credit while they're in high school. as well. So we have a large program. I think it was 26,000 credits that were earned last year in high school.
Well, you're in a unique place where you have a connection. You're the string connection between high school programs and getting a high school degree and the four-year colleges. We're going to come right back and talk about that. We've got Chemeketa's president, Julie Huckestein, here in the studios. We'll be right back. You're listening to Newsmakers 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Ford on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Hey, this is supposed to be a joyful show.
It is a joyful show.
Positive today.
You were making fun of my other music, so I thought I'd play one for you.
All right. You want? I'll play one for my wife, and we get Springsteen on or something.
Okay. I can do that.
Welcome back to Newsmakers on KYKN. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne. We are talking to local individuals and institutions here. You get the idea. But today, we have so much to talk about with Julie Huckestein, the president of Chemeketa Community College. We've already established that they're in three counties and numerous locations, and we have more to talk about than we can fit in. She's a native Oregonian, 32 years in community college work, and she's transitioning out. What is the process for replacing you? Not that you're ever replaceable, but hiring the person that succeeds you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. So the process right now, we are recruiting for a new president. The application period ends on January 7th. There's a 16 or 17 member search committee that will be reviewing those applications. And then after they choose 3 to 5 or so finalists, then those finalists will start interviewing before our full board. And then we'll also have some community events as well where people in the community could meet the finalists. And then they hope to have someone hired to start on July 1st.
July 1st, okay. Right after you clock out, they clock in, and off we go.
It's supposed to be an easy handoff transition is what we hope for.
Is it a coveted job?
There are a lot of people who want to be a president of a community college, so I would say coveted, yes. It's a lot of responsibility. I think once a person realizes, you know, what it's like to be a president, they go, okay, well, why are we here? Well, we're here for the students, and so then it makes it worthwhile.
Yeah.
We're hoping to have a really good applicant pool, and Chemeketa is a good college for people to apply to just because of our community and the things that we do.
All right. We were talking about you had 93 certifications or degree programs, right? I'd like to talk about a couple of them. Let's start with nursing.
Yes.
So that is impacted, the right word, where you have more applicants than you can serve?
Sure, yes. And that happens throughout Oregon. And I think it's actually nationally. There's probably 3 or 4 times, sometimes 5 times, more applicants than what we can bring in. We have 48, we accept 48 students per year. So
48, that's it.
And
that's
all.
And there's a lot of demand for registered nurses, right?
That's correct, but there's also requirements, and there's a ratio of faculty to student, and if you don't have enough faculty, then you can't add any more students into the program.
All right, so I've been told that one of the reasons that some of these programs, because Western has a program, right, and there are other programs, but they can't expand because they can't recruit teachers.
Correct, yes.
And because you can't pay a teacher in a classroom as much as they can make working as a registered nurse.
That's true.
That's
what we all run into. It is a problem. I think that when I've talked to our faculty, the current faculty that are our nursing instructors, most of them say that the reason they do it is just because they love students. They love the learning process. They love knowing that they're helping their student succeed and to be the next nurse out there. So.
My best friend's wife actually was a nurse practitioner that became a nurse instructor, and it was a lot less demanding upon her job, on her body, right? It's a lot of physical work when you're a nurse and being on your feet a lot and this and that. But yeah, she really enjoyed it, and
it is,
she does a specialty and so on and so forth.
I think they're very special. I really appreciate our faculty. We have 14 faculty.
Okay, can I ask a dumb question now? So we're talking about nursing at Chemeketa. First of all, where's it taught? at the main campus.
On the Salem, on the Salem-Lancaster campus.
And that facility was built with the bond measure from 2008?
Correct.
Okay. Along with other things. But, all right, so you have all these people that want to do it, and you have, on the other side, you have employers that want your graduates. You would think there'd be a way with the supply and demand that, you could just raise the cost of becoming a nurse, and then you have more money in the program to lure more teachers.
So there are a couple of things that we've done recently. Actually, this is very timely that you bring this up, because last night our board just approved a differential for our nursing faculty.
Oh.
And so one of the things that we recognized is that we needed to try to pay our nursing faculty a little more. They're not getting paid a lot more, but mm-hmm. they're getting about 12% more of an increase, so that we could hopefully recruit and be more successful in recruiting and retaining faculty.
What a brilliant question I had.
Isn't that? I would have thought maybe that somebody had.
I had not been tipped.
Whispered a secret.
I am curious if different programs, because you know you've got the fire and EMT program, mm-hmm. right, and the nursing, and right. then you have some more academic stuff and blah blah blah, and whether the professors and teachers that do that, if they all get paid the same thing.
They all get paid the same, except for nursing now does get a differential. Other than that, they're all paid the same. I think that this came as a result of negotiation between the parties, so between our Chemeketa Faculty Association and the college administration. So we were fortunate that the Chemeketa Faculty Association approved it, because that's not always very common. Usually all faculty get paid the same. And they recognize if we want to have a viable program and we need nurses in our community, then what we need to do is be able to pay our nursing faculty.
Let's talk about the firefighter program, because most people have no idea, and I didn't. Somebody clued me in that it's nationally known as an excellent program for firefighter EMT, right?
One of the number one in the nation for that. People come from all over Hawaii, across the United States just to come to Chemeketa for our firefighter
How's
program.
The capacity for that program in terms of, can it grow? Has it grown?
I think that I don't have those numbers exactly in front of me, but we always have a full program. I mean, it's probably about 25 at a time, because remember, with those types of programs, they're cohort programs. So the students usually start together and end together.
Okay.
And so we run those, I believe, every 18 months. So it's already faster than the usual degree, because many times it's a two-year, our programs are two-year programs. Mm-hmm. So we're already putting those students out every 18 months. And many of them go, and we just had our fire science graduation here last month. Many of them, what they'll do is they'll do the fire science program, and then they'll do the EMT program and the paramedic. It makes them much more employable, because believe it or not, firefighters or jobs for firefighting, there are a lot of people that want to do it, and there aren't as many openings.
Yeah, and they have to. I know everybody rolls in Salem has to be able to do the medical part as well.
They do. And I think the other thing that what we find, though, and the reason I love these programs, is because they really are community programs, because those firefighting students work with our Salem Fire, they work with Marion County Fire, and that's where they get their practical experience. And what I always tell our graduates is that by working in their community, they get the respect of the people that are working in the community, and to realize that what a privilege that is.
Very nice. So when they're done, let's say when they're done nursing, you're taking them from student to RN? What is the certification?
Right. We are a two-year program, and then they can sit for their NCLEX exam, and they'll become a registered nurse.
Okay.
And then they also have the opportunity through several of our articulation agreements for them to get a bachelor's degree as well.
Oh, interesting. I would have not known. And firefighters, are they ready to enter the workforce?
They're ready, and some of them already have jobs before they finish. It's nice. It's always interesting. We had one student that was graduating last month that already was working.
Well, while we're talking about programs, there's a new program you were telling me about, Anesthesia Tech.
We are starting that in the fall. It's an Anesthesia Tech. There's only 10 of these throughout the nation. And an anesthesia technologist will work directly with an anesthesiologist in a hospital. This was a program that Salem Health actually came to us and asked us to start, and so we looked into it, and we're really pleased and proud that we're going to have this program. From what I understand, it is as tough as we can imagine it should be as a nursing program.
Well, I imagine. Wow. Okay, so there's just so many programs where people can go to Chemeketa and earn a great living when they come out. And not everyone's built for a four-year college. And I think we as a society, we kind of like rolled down that train a little too long. We're trying to push everybody to a four-year college and everybody getting 4 years of debt. And not everybody could afford it. In the situations. But yeah, a two-year program and you're working with an anesthesiologist?
You bet.
That is so cool.
I know.
A good friend of mine, their son went to college, decided maybe a four-year degree wasn't right for them, and became a tech in the medical field as well. So
we're also going to start Surge Tech. That'll be our program. We're starting this one this winter. The following year, we'll have Surge Tech as well because we've been asked to do that. So surgical tech.
Oh.
So, you know, students will work with the surgical materials, sterilization, et cetera, work in surgeries.
A lot of people don't realize this, that Chemeketa is responsive to the needs in the area. They're responsive to the economic development needs, the education needs, the industry needs. So if we have a major employer wants to come to town and we're missing a job skill, the Chemeketa will create a program. If we have, and that kind of thing. And this exactly, the medic where Salem Health can come to you, Chemeketa, and say, well, hey, there's job opportunities, there's a need in this, and you create a program. And that is critical for when people want to come to town and offer great jobs. And you go out and you create the job skills that people need to work in that industry.
Yeah, community college is has direct relationships with workforce. We work really closely with SEDCOR, with the Willamette Workforce Partnership, with the city and the county, just to make sure that when we know that employers are going to come in or thinking of Salem or Marion County, that they know that there's a community college there, because that's what they want. Employers want a workforce that's educated.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about what it costs to go to Chemeketa and some of these other things. With us is Julie Huckestein, the president of Chemeketa Community College. Stay right here. You listen to 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Now, back to Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Happy holidays, everybody! We got the man himself on the guitar with us. I like that, Ed. Once more. Everybody now!
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Gotta love it. Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne. And we're talking to Julie Huckestein, and there's so many things to get into this hour. Julie, I'm already going to ask you if you'll come back before now and the time you depart.
Sure,
there's
I'd love
so many
to do
things.
That.
We could do an hour on any one of these programs. But let's talk about the impact. I want to talk about the impact to Marion and Polk counties and the region. We were talking during the break about all the different types of people that end up in registering in Chemeketa classes. Before the break, we were talking about your new programs in the medical field, but also you have diesel mechanic opening
Yes.
Right, in the Brooks facility.
Close to the Brooks facility.
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity, yeah, to keep our computers safe.
Is that a certification program?
It can be certificate or degree because it will depend on what is needed by that employer.
And something that used to be called media arts is now called digital arts or digital media?
More digital media. So students who want to create media through the digital programs versus the hard copy.
And I did not know this, but you have an engineering transfer program.
Correct. We have pre-engineering. And so we have a lot of our students, a lot of the local students, what they'll do is they'll come to Chemeketa for their first 2 years. And we have an articulation agreement with Oregon State University that allows them to seamlessly transfer to Oregon State. And they get their first 2 years in. They go to Oregon State. They continue their program. And they save probably save at least half of that while they're at Chemeketa.
Wow. All right, well, let's talk about what it costs to go to Chemeketa, and let's compare it as well to going other alternatives, right. going to Western, going to Oregon State.
So it $4,700 for a year for tuition and our what was called our universal fee. That's about half of what it costs to go to Western. OSU is a little bit more, so you know we consider ourselves a really good value for our community. We have excellent instruction. Some things that people don't know, for example, is that we have a strong political science faculty member, and we have what's called mock trials. So our students, they go and they compete against the best in the States, because we're the only community college that does this. It's usually Stanford and UW. And what happens is places like Gonzaga and University of Oregon can't believe it. And actually, they want to take our students sometimes once they've seen them compete, because we've gone to nationals before.
Well, I heard about recruiting, you know, football players from community colleges, but mock trial.
Some of our students have started out taking a political science class, not knowing that they wanted to go into law, and ended up going to Willamette just down the road.
Wow. Well, you tell the Stanfordites to keep a hands off our Oregon students.
That's right.
So there are other ways to pay. Obviously, there's student loans. There's out-of-pocket. I imagine a lot of people go to Chemeketa who are holding down a job.
That's correct. We have a lot of people that will take one or two classes.
And evening classes are
available. Evening classes,
online
yes. Pretty much Saturday classes, Sunday classes, online classes. About 10% of our enrollment is through online.
It sounds like there's no barriers. If the person wants an education at Chemeketa, there's not a lot of barriers.
There aren't a lot of barriers. We're called, I think I was telling you, it's an open access. You don't have to have a certain GPA to come to transfer into Chemeketa. You don't have to pass any specific tests. We don't charge you an application fee.
All right. Well, let's go back to the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of barriers, because sometimes cost is a barrier, and sometimes working full time is a barrier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not in a position to go out and get loans, there's a program called Chemeketa Scholars, which is pretty incredible, and it predated the Oregon Promise. But let's talk about Chemeketa Scholars.
So we started the Chemeketa Scholars program in 2008, and what that program allows is if there's a district high school student graduates from a district high school with a 3.5 or above and passes and can get into college level math and writing, then we offer 2 free years of tuition at Chemeketa. And we're really proud of that. I think if we saved families over $2 million last year.
How can you afford to do it?
Well, we know that it's important for our local students to be able to have access to college. And so we wanted students to understand that they can get a quality education here in their local community. And so we invested. It's our community really expects this now. They love it. We've gotten so much positive feedback from parents and the students about the program.
So you've got a B-plus student or an A student, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a B-plus average who might otherwise be, you know, encouraged, pushed, felt pressured to go to four-year college. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not emotionally ready. Maybe they're not financially mm-hmm. ready, or any of these things. And then what a great program.
Right. And we've heard from a lot of parents that they've just really appreciated it, as well as the students as well. And some of them transfer in with a lot of college credits already, so they may not need to come to Chemeketa for the full 2 years. What they'll do is they'll come and finish whatever degree, especially if it's a transfer degree, which the majority of them do that. And then they'll go off to their 4 year, but they'll save their parents that money or themselves that money for that first year or 1.5 years.
So the classes that some people are taking in the high schools, they take advanced classes, they take AP, they'll be the baccalaureate program at South, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming in with credits that transfer to Chemeketa, right?
We accept all those credits. We accept all the college credit now.
Wow.
Courses that come through. I think one of the things that we're trying to do a little bit more work on with our local schools, though, is to make sure that the student actually has a plan while they're in high school and that they take credits that will actually be useful to them when they get their degree. because we started this in about 2008. The College Credit Now programs started in 2008 and even earlier than that. But one of the things that's happened is the federal financial aid rules have changed. And they only allow students to bring in so many credits or to have so many credits with financial aid. And if you have too many credits, then all of a sudden you won't be eligible for financial aid. So we're trying to... Yes, that's...
Yeah, right.
There's the federal government trying to muck things up again.
They don't want to pay for more than what a student needs. And we don't really want students to get those loans either and continue to be... we love our lifelong students, but we also want students to be able to have a career as well or to transfer.
All right. So Shemeketa Scholar started how long ago?
2008.
And so, yeah, if you got a student that fits, they should reach out to the college and look into admissions, right? All right. How about the Oregon Promise? How does that intersect?
So the Oregon Promise, that started with the legislature a few years ago. I think it was two biennia ago. And the way that works, it's another one of those programs that a high school graduate from any Oregon high school that has a 2.0 or 2.5 and above will get free tuition for up to 2 years at an Oregon community college. There's very few restrictions on that.
Okay, so how does that intersect with your program? You
qualify
for one or the other?
Can qualify for both.
So we get to
lucky
pay people
enough,
to go to college.
Well, you know, one of the things that we try to always remind parents and others of is that college is more than just the tuition. So when you go to college, there's the tuition that students pay, but really sometimes it's more expensive for the rent, for
books,
even though we do have a program that we're doing one other thing. Shemeketa is very innovative is what I would say. And so we have the Shemeketa textbook materials reduction program, which what we're doing is we're trying to make sure that that for the majority of our books are $40 and under for students.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
This is another one of those best kept secrets, I guess. I try to tell people about this as much as possible.
Well, for the listener, so you know, you go to OSU and you could pay several hundred dollars for a book.
That's correct. And we still have a few like that. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we had a goal that for our top, I'd say 20 most expensive books, that what we could do is try to figure out ways to decrease those costs for students. And an example might be is that we have a lot of students that take art. And so what happened is our art faculty found out that the art book was $200 and they were just appalled by that. And so they said, well, we can write an art book.
Right.
And so they did. They wrote a book called Understanding Art. And we published it because we have a press. It's called the Shemeketa Press that started 3 or 4 years ago. And now that book is under $40 and it's been picked up by a publisher because they want to take it national.
Wow. Nice.
And it has a local connection because what we did is when there was art that was copyrighted, what we did is we went to local artists and say, do you have this type of art? Is this the type of artist you are? And we put their art in our books. So you can see local artists' artwork in our book.
Shemeketa does good things.
Yes.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
We're proud of it.
That is amazing.
So we have about 30 of those books now.
All right, so I'm sorry, my mind goes crazy. I find what you do fascinating. I don't know how you keep track of it all.
Right.
If you're just joining us, we're with Julie Huckestein, the president of Shemeketa Community College. What program issues the most number of degrees? Do you have a transfer program, an English
program?
It would be
the transfer because the majority of our students are transfer students and they say they want to transfer. And so that would be that. And then our number one, we have most of our transfers go to Oregon State. And then the other two places is Western and then to Portland State. So those are our three top transfer schools. So it's that transfer. And then the rest would be things like nursing. If you think about that, most of those nursing students, they graduate.
Yeah.
Most of our students in fire science, those cohort programs are very strong and we're known to have very high high graduation rates in those areas.
They're going right into the workforce with a pretty darn good job.
They are.
Good benefits in most of those workplaces. And
yeah, well, and earlier you talked about how students don't necessarily have to have a transfer degree to get a bachelor's. That's why we have 93. That's why we have 93 degrees and certificates, because we know there's a lot of people that may not want to transfer right now, at least.
So we go back to the organization. You have deans of different segments of the college?
Yes, we do.
How's that? And how
mm-hmm.
many of those?
So we have 4 executive deans. And so what those deans do is they oversee like our career tech ed. So that would be all the CTE programs. And then we have a dean of our local regional mm-hmm. campuses and centers.
Oh, okay.
And so then we have an executive dean over our general education and transfer studies. And then we have an executive dean of student development and learning resources.
Even so, 4 people does not seem overly top heavy. You know, a lot of knocks on education. Oh, there's so much administration. Right? You're talking about 4 people that overseeing at least 20 programs each on average. You know, for 93 programs, mm-hmm. you got 4 mm-hmm. executive deans. Wow. All right, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back for one more segment with Julie Huckestein, the president of Chemeketa Community College. Lots to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
How long the intro was for this.
They're so good. We could just not do the segment and listen to them.
No.
That wouldn't be fair to Julie.
The night wind to the little lake.
What a fabulous song. What a great group. Pentatonix.
They were just... We just saw them last night on TV.
They were on TV?
Yeah, they had a special last night.
It was wonderful.
Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and we're talking to Julie Huckestein of the Chemeketa Community College. She's the prez. At least for another 6 months or so. So, wow, so many impacts. We're talking about 2,000 faculty members in 3 counties, and how many enrolled?
27,000.
27,000 in 92 or 93 program and certification things. Right now, there's a listener who's like, you know what? If I got this next credential, I could make more money. If I got finished this degree, I could be my boss's boss.
Right.
And or if I spent a couple of years, I could completely change and be the firefighter I always wanted to be the graphic artist I always wanted to be this cybersecurity guy. People can take it from a hobby to creating income for the household. Incredible. So we're talking about how Chemeketa is in between the high schools and the 4-year colleges. How's your relationship and collaboration with Salem Kaiser Schools, would be the big dog, right, of course, and the other 4-year colleges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks. Well, I would say it's fantastic. We work really closely with Christy Perry and Salem Kaiser Public Schools, especially in a lot of our career tech programs and then all of our college credit now. I think just an example of that is a few years ago, and you all probably know this, that we have a shortage of teachers, and especially bilingual teachers, and that's really needed in this area. And so Christy and I were talking about that, and we decided, hey, let's create a pathway. So what we have now is we created a bilingual education program at Chemeketa, and students can come from Woodburn or from the local school district here, take the bilingual ed at Chemeketa, and then what they do is they transfer on. They can choose to transfer to Western. They can choose to transfer to Pacific. And we've actually had graduates now that are graduating and going back to working in their local community. And that was really what we were trying to do. How do we create programs for our local community and partner with the K-12 system and then with the universities?
So the universities, you're not in competition with them for kids. You're more like preparing kids to go out and get their 4-year degree, or right?
That's what we're trying to do, but there is some competitiveness. And I think if you had someone from the university system, you'd say that as well, because I know there's been some sensitivities, for example, about the Oregon Promise, because Oregon Promise is only available to students at a community college, so that grant program is not available at a university. So, you know, it has encouraged somewhat students to come to the community college and we've appreciated that because we know that our cost is about half of what it's right. a way to save.
Right. Money. It's so expensive.
It is very expensive.
Got one child ready to get his degree from Oregon State. And yeah, we can attest to that.
Yeah.
You said we were open access and anybody can take a class. Mm-hmm. But we were talking during the break about the reentry program in the community. And let me just say, sorry to take your time, but this collaboration you were talking about in our community, that's how Salem works.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have infighting between the superintendent of public schools and the president mm-hmm. of the community college and the business community. Everyone's right. got to get in a room, and how are we going to do these community goals?
Yeah.
Right?
That's so true. I mean, that's what I've seen.
That's what Salem's
so
all about.
Yeah. That's what I think is really that should be a draw for anyone who wants to move this community is to understand the strong collaborations between everyone. And so as you and I were talking a little bit earlier, we're sort of in the middle as the community college, and we see ourselves as a resource for almost everyone. That can be a benefit, but then also it can also be very challenging mm-hmm. at times because students are coming to us from the high school or coming back to us after attending another college, or businesses need us.
All right, so we know we have people coming from high school. We have people who are coming to Chemeketa even while they're in high school. We know we have people who are in the workforce taking courses. There's adults and middle-aged people, and people of all ages, continuing in their education, taking a class for their own personal growth, like maybe my wife and I want to take art, right? And you have people learning separate languages and studying while they're in the workforce and so forth. But you also have people coming out of the prison system.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is a reentry program. We're going to talk about this, Dave, in a couple of weeks with Commissioner Cameron. And people, how do we take people that are coming out of the justice system and get them skills and they can reenter and not go back in the streets and not fall back into the conditions that led to their crime in the first place?
Yeah, so Chemeketa partnered with the county several years ago, and we have a program where students will come from the correctional facility into what's called a SOAR program, and the recidivism rate is so much lower when students come and take that 12-week program on our campus because they go from being an offender to a student. They have a different identity. We really work closely with them and several partners here in the community in order to help them be successful.
And sometimes you said they have an identity and they have to have an element of hope.
That's right? Correct. And that's what we hear from our students all the time. We have a STARS reception, which is through our foundation, every year. And several of those students have received scholarships afterwards, after the SOAR program. And they talk about how that was the first time they felt that someone believed in them and gave them hope because they saw themselves as something different than what they were before.
It's hard to find a job when you're coming right out of a correctional institution, right? So are you getting more support from industry and so forth as far as hiring the people that are going through the reentry program? Recidivism, by the way, is people who end up back in the system and back in a crime, right? So that's plummeting down. So obviously they're reentering back into productive society, right?
Well, I know that we've all in this community worked really hard to try to figure out ways to encourage to work together to bring people back into the workplace versus having them go back into the prison or to the jail system. So I think, again, it's one more of those community efforts. So I think that it's beneficial to all of us for us to figure out different ways.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and the impact it's had in the area. And actually the history of the impact of having correctional facilities in the Salem area. But now we're done with you, Julie. Thank you so much for coming in, Julie Huckestein.
Huckestein.
I just waited the whole hour to pronounce that wrong.
Yeah, I know you did
president,
great.
President of Chemeketa Community College. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. You're on Newsmakers. You listen to Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.